Welcome to Third Heaven Authority Podcast. I'm Mike Thompson. Today's episode comes from my Prophet's Teaching Series. Join me in diving deeper into the Word and the Spirit. Today, I want to start talking a little bit about new creation realities, understanding whom and what God has created us to be and to do. Also, how are we different after receiving Jesus than we were before accepting Him as our Savior? Many of those questions we need to jump into because they really play a very important part in understanding who we have been created to be in Christ Jesus. Therefore, then what can we do? How can we perform the works of Jesus? Remember, He said, "These works that I do and greater works than these you shall do because I go unto my Father." Okay, well, just because Jesus went to the Father, what does that mean that we're able to do anything? It's because of the new creation, because of who we were created to be. So it's very important for us to understand our creation, because being allows us to do. Doing never allows you to be. See, that's works. It's works of the flesh. That's religion, religiosity. It's all backwards. So let's talk about who we are in Him. There's a scripture I wish to start with in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And notice in verse 16, it begins to read this way. "Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know Him thus no longer." In other words, Jesus walked among us. We knew Him in the flesh. There was a basic relationship built upon His ministry, His teaching, His praying for people, the miracles that were performed. But then He died, resurrected, went to the right hand of the Father. He's in heaven. He's not with us anymore. What we've learned from that is that the spiritual impact of that resurrection and ascension to God has done something for us that is so dynamic and is so creative and important that we now know Christ in heaven, and it does more for us. So therefore, in the spiritual realm, we are now learning to not only relate to Him by His spiritual essence and the spiritual salvation that He's given to us, but we begin to look at one another also and see what God is doing within each and every person that we know who's accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So we don't know them according to the flesh, but we know them primarily according to the Spirit of God and what God has done on the inside. Let's continue reading. Verse 17. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ," meaning, have you been saved? "He is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." He is a new creation. And see, that's where we get that phrasing from, is that Jesus was the firstborn among many brethren. Firstborn? Talking about Him being raised from the dead, a change that happened, the firstborn. He was the only begotten when He was birthed upon the earth, the incarnate form. But when He died for our sins, was raised from the dead, then He was the firstborn of a new creation. And He says that there are many brethren. Who are those brethren? It's talking about you and me. Even if you are a woman of God, just realize in the Spirit there's neither male nor female. We all have the position of sonship in Him. And so we then have become new creations following after what Jesus has produced. He came forth out of the tomb, raised from the dead, in order to make a way for us. And the way that we are raised with Him and can be saved and also have heaven as our home is because of the new creation He became and created for us. So we follow him. Not that we are God, but we are new creations as sons of God, children of God. Praise the Lord. And notice when it says that we are new creations, that the old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. New, old. So the word old there in the Greek text is talking about in respect to time. The old things, those things of the old covenant. First of all, before Jesus came, that's all old. That's gone away with. Now we're in the dispensation of grace, and in New Testament times, in Christ Jesus, we are in him. So we relate to God in that capacity. But it's also talking about old personally, who we were before we accepted Jesus. There was an old, unborn again, unenlightened spirit on the inside of us. And when we accepted Christ, the Holy Spirit came in and regenerated us and made us a new creation. The word new there is the Greek word that is talking about new in respect to quality. It's a new form, a new creation. Creation, it is a creature. It is a species. It's something that didn't happen before. Do you realize that? Jesus didn't save us so that we could become like the first Adam upon first creation. No. He saved us by becoming the firstborn of a new species in the Spirit. Children, sons of God. We have become like him. So we are new creatures, a new species in the Lord. Also, we have a new nature on the inside of us. We have a new beginning. We have new thinking. We have new emotions. We have new behavior. Everything now is new because we're in a new kingdom, the kingdom of God. We are new creations in Christ Jesus. That's so exciting, praise God, because what we begin to see then is that we're not the way that we were before accepting him. We may act that way at times because of our mind and because of our body that was raised in this physical realm to operate in such a way, and there's a lot of influences. There's a lot of bad thinking. We have to change, first of all, because, the Bible tells us in Romans that to be conformed, not to this world, which we have been growing up in, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. When we read the Word of God, just like what I'm teaching on right now, it's putting spiritual thought into your mind, and it begins to renew the thinking so that we can see, oh, wait a minute. I'm not that way that I was before. I'm not the same person any longer. I'm in the same body. I have the same education. I have the same job. Those kind of things are there in the natural realm. Oh, but remember when Paul said he doesn't consider anyone in the natural realm any longer? He only takes stock of the importance of who they become as new creations in Christ Jesus. I'm a new creation. Inside, I'm cleansed, I'm changed. Let me say something that's rather shocking, I think, to a lot of people, but it's true. When you receive the Lord and you become a new creation in Christ Jesus, remember, I'm talking about the spirit man on the inside of you. You are a spirit that possesses a mind and is housed in a body. That spirit, the inner man, the real you, is a new creation. Everything that was old is gone. And not only is it new, but everything that's new is of God. So at that point, you have been created, formed, fashioned, made into that new species that is qualified to go to heaven. And when you go to heaven, that new creation on the inside of you doesn't have to change anymore. You're qualified for heaven at this moment. Praise God. Well, then it goes on. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. You're reconciled if you're a new creation. You're a new creation if you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you called out, you know, the Bible says in Romans, that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. A new creation. Now, notice this 21st verse. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We have been made the righteousness of God in him. New creations are righteousness before God. The word righteousness means to be declared innocent. All guilt from the past and the former life is wiped away. But it also means to become right. In other words, the creation in you is right. It's perfect. It's godly. It's holy. Some people, that may be confusing. Well, what do you mean holy if you make mistakes and sin? Holiness is from the spirit of holiness that comes in. The new creation is holy, even if we have sins of the flesh. So the new creation is in righteousness, meaning innocent, right, right being. But it also means right relationship. We are reconciled to God. We are in a saving relationship. He is our Heavenly Father. We are his children. But also, the relationship with the second person, the Lord Jesus Christ, he is our Lord and Savior, and we are of his body. But there's also the third person of the Godhead, and that's the Holy Spirit, and he is our empowerer, our instructor, our leader, our guide, our teacher, and we are his students, and we are the ones that release his power through us. We're in right relationship with him to do all of those things. Now, there's another scripture that I wish to get to, and that's in 1 Peter, first chapter, verse 23. Peter says it this way, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. We have been born again. This new creation is not by corruptible seed, not that which is mortal or perishable, declining, dying. We don't have corruption on the inside, but by the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. And who is the Word? Remember John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So the Word seed that has birthed, born this new creation is Jesus. It's the seed of Jesus and the seed through this holy Word. In other words, you have the Jesus seed, the Christ seed is what I like to call it, on the inside of you. Word seed, yes. Christ seed. It's in you. And once it's in you, That means there isn't anything that can come along and rob the Christ seed out of you. If you become a new creation in Christ Jesus and you've become the righteousness of God in Him, then walk that out and allow from the inside out all of the power of God. Because you see, that's the key right there. From the inside of each and every one of us now, from the new creation that we have become, comes the power of God. The Holy Spirit unites and works with us, and we walk that out. So I encourage you, in Jesus' name, to accept, to receive, to believe, and to dare to put faith in and walk in new creation realities of who Jesus has made you to be. Once you realize that, then, wow, look out. You have the power to do what Jesus has called you to do and said that you can perform. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for each and every viewer. I pray that the revelation of the Holy Spirit on this would release into their hearts now. It would impact them, explode, change their thinking, and allow them to actually step into authority and faith and go forth as a child of the living God, no longer tossed to and fro by things that are pulling upon the flesh or condemnation or attacks from the enemy or things that other people say. No, we understand and know ourselves according to the new creation. I bless you. I bless your body. I bless your finances. I bless everything that the Lord Jesus Christ is doing in your life. You are special to Him, and you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. I pray that today's message enlightened your heart and strengthened your faith. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. And for more teachings and resources, or to become a ministry partner, visit MikeThompsonMinistries.com. God bless.